Mesechta Schulin, Daf Mem Hey, the top line on Daf Mem Hey, Omer Aleph, and our Gemara is in the middle discussing the din of the Mishnah, the Psukas HaGageres, that the second of the 18 trefas, if the kana or the trachea of the animal is severed, and as Rashi stated in the Mishnah, Psuka L'Rachba Beruba, and on the bottom of Daf Mem Dalam and Aleph, the Gemara asked V'Kam Ruba, and the Gemara brought two different versions as to what Rav stated, and number one, Rav Omar Rav Ovya, and V'Amri La Rav Chalala, and circle the direct call, the concept of Psukas HaGageres is discussing a cut in the width of the Gageres and the thickness of the Kana, and not in the length of the Kana, as we will see in our Gemara. Before we begin, let us point out that the Mishnah Daf Mem Dalam and Aleph states Ve'eluk Sheiris BeBehema, and the Mishnah teaches us Nikva HaGageres Oishinistika, if the Kana only had a small hole, or was split, and the Gemara is Ad Kamatechsa, and how much could it be missing in order for it to still not be a Trefa? And Rav Shimon Gamliel Eimeh that as long as if you add up all of the holes of the trachea and a coin called the Isar Talki could not fit through that hole, then the animal would be kosher and would not be a trefa. And as we will see, the Gemara will explain that Mishnah is specifically talking about a case where the actual hole went through and through and a piece of the skin was missing, and therefore the share would be the size of an Isar Talki. Our Gemara now begins, Amr Yehuda Amr Rav, and Yehuda taught us in the name of Rav, Nikva Kinafa Mitzdaf L'Ruba, if the circumference of the trachea had a lot of small holes in one line like a sieve, so we would have to make a cheshbin and add up the area of all of the holes, and if it would actually be roiv of the kana, then the animal would be considered a trefa. And Rashi specifically tells us mitzdaf from hanakovin l'ruba, and as Rashi explains ilu hayukulim chuburn yachad hayruba nifsak, then it's a trefa, and we only take into account the holes as part of the cheshbin and not any part of the trachea. And ayin duran, as long as the Kana's material between each hole is smaller than the actual hole, then that would also be included in the cheshbin, and that is why the Gemara mentions and compares it to a sieve. And the Gemara continues, Masa Rav Yemya, the Rav Yemya had a shayla on this member of Rav, as we have a Mishnah Mesechus Olois in Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah teaches us, Eilu Mitam V'Magu V'Masa V'Einu Mitam V'Oil, and the seventh case of the Mishnah is HaGugoyle Shechosru, that although a human skull would be Mitam V'Oil, however, if the Gugoyle is missing a piece, then it would no longer be Matam Ba'il. And the Mishnah brought a machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel as to how much of the Gogolis has to be missing. And Beis Shammai Imrim Kemoloi Makdeach, or Beis Hillel Imrim Kadeshi Notam Manachai V'Yomois. The Mishnah then continues to define the Shita of Beis Shammai as Be'ezim Makdeach Amru, Bekotin Shel Reifim Divra Meir, and Rameir holds that it has to be missing the size of a drill bit used by a doctor or a surgeon, of a Chacham Imrim Begodol Shel Lishka, and Beis Hillel held that the missing part of the skull has to be large enough hole which would kill a human being. And Rav Yirmiyah's question is from a Braisa that discusses that Mishnah, as the Braisa teaches us, that if the skull has one long hole, or afilu yeshba nekavim habe, and even if it has many smaller holes, it would be mitzdaf and lemoloi makdeach, so we would have to combine the area of all the holes in order to see if it's a shear of kemoloi makdeach, and if it would be that shear, then it would not be metam v'oil. Rav Yemiya now points out, Alma kivan d'shiura m'loy makdeach l'm'loy makdeach mitzdafin, since we know that the shear of gogol shechasru is k'm'loy makdeach, if it would be a round hole that would be the size of the drill bit that a surgeon would use when performing surgery, then the animal would not be matam ba'oil, and the same din also applies where there were smaller holes, and we would still have the same shear of k'm'loy makdeach, and we would just have to make a cheshbin to figure out that the area of all the holes put together would be the same as if it would be in a circumference and the size of Kamoloi Makdeach, and we don't come up with a new shear. If so, Hachanami, Kivin Shiure Ki'isa, L'Chi'isa Mitztafin, and L'Chiri in our case, by Trefa, since we see in the Mishnah Daf Nun Dalam and Aleph, that by Nekuvis HaVeshet, if the shear is Ad Ki'isa Italki, once the hole would be the size of an Isa Italki, then the animal would be a Trefa. So L'Chiri, although in our Mishnah we stated Psukas HaGageres Beruba, however, in the case of Rav, was Nikva Kinafa. So why does Rav state it would be mitzdaf and l'ruba if the shear should be an iser talki, and we should have to make a cheshbin that if the area of all the holes would equal iser talki, then it would be a trefa, and the shear should have nothing to do with rive. And as Rashi states in Diba Maskel v'Hachinami, that afagadu v'psukas hagageres shiuru beruba, that even though when the gageres is severed, the shear that would become a trefa is beruba. However, gabi nekuva tznav masisin, in regard to a case where a hole formed in the kana, and as places states that right right now the Gemara's Havmin is that it's actually missing Basar. This would be similar to the case of the Mishnah on Daf Nun Dalam and Aleph. And as Rashi points out, Gabi Nekuva Tanam Masisin Ag Kamotechsa Ag Kisei Talki Al Munek Vakana Tri Fasa Bechisa Vigabi Nekovim Tani Nami Boy Kisa Lashirinu. And why would Rav have taught us that Nikva Kinofa Mitzdaf and Luruba? And the Gemara responds that Shemitze Hodam Rab Chobay Om Rab Chama Baguria Om Rav Rab Yemiya forgot the member of Rab Chobay, the name of Rab Chama Baguria, and the name of Rav. And Rav himself stated that Nikovim Sheish Ben Chesorim Mitzdaf and Luchisa, that when the Mishnah mentions the Shir of Luchisa, that was only in a case where there's a hole that went through and through and the Basar was missing. That's why in the case of the Mishnah Daf Nun Dalam and Aleph, the Mishnah taught us that instead of the Shir being Rav, the Shir is Kisa Ritalki. However, Sheim Ben Chesorim Mitzdaf and Luruba, however, even if there's a hole, however, the Basar is still there and just pushed through the Basar and that formed a hole, but there is no Basar that's missing from the Kana, so that would be similar to Nifsika Gageres. Therefore, the Shir would still be Beruba, and that's why Rav taught us that in the case of Nikva Kenufa, where it's not missing any of the Basar, then Mitzdaf and Luruba, and we're not going to use a Shir of Kisa Italki. Instead, we make a Cheshbin, and we would see if you Mitzdaf all the holes, if it would be Rav of the Kana, and then it would be a Trefa, and if not, it would not be a Trefa. And as Rashi states, that when it's not missing any Basar, then Mitzdaf and Luruba, the Havuk Psika Ba'almod Loi Mechsra, the Nikva Kenufa Nami Bedleka Chesarin, and I in Tesis who explains the Havmina and the Maskana of Agamara, and Tesis explains Sakadaitach Rabimia, that feeling of the Kavim Sheish Ben Chesarim Ka'am and the Mitzdaf and Ruba, but the Naka Kenufa, the Mashba Kenikve Nufa Sheish Ben Chesarin Iri, Rabimia's Havmina was that the case of Rav is exactly similar to the case in the Mishnah, Daphnun Dalam and Aleph, and when Rav spoke about a case of Nikva Kenufa, he was talking about a case where there were holes in the Kana that was similar to a sieve, and that they were through and through, and it was missing a piece of Basar. However, Mishani, the Gemara answered the Rishayim Ben Chesaron Ayri, that Rav was talking about a case where although there was a hole, but it wasn't a Chesaron Abasar, the only reason that Rav mentioned the Lashon Napa is in order to tell us that it had holes like a sieve, not because it was mamish similar to the case of a sieve. However, Tais is bothered that according to his explanation of the Havmina of Rabbi Yemya, so the Gemara should have stated Ishtamitze, since we're now explaining that Rabbi Yemya may have known this member of Rav, even though he knew there's a difference between Yesh B'Chesaron or Neim B'Chesaron. However, he felt that Rav's case is similar to the case in the Mishnah Daf Nun Dalam and Aleph, where it's Yesh B'Chesaron, as we explained. And also, Ayin and Tap Taisis at Duba Maskel Mitzdaf and Lechemloi Makdeach, and Taisis bothered that why is it that our Gemara discusses the Shita B'Shamai, not the Shita B'Shillel, and Taisis states, La Mishum de Boil Mistum K'B'Shamai, that the reason why we brought down the Shita B'Shamai from the Mishnah Mesechus Olois is not because we want to paskel like Beishamai, El Mishun to Beishamai Pirshu Shir, not Kashir to Beishamai, but it's because Beishamai explicitly taught us a Shir, while Beis Hillel's Shir was vague, and Beis Hillel stated, Kadeshi Notel Menachai Vyomus, and therefore Agamor brought down the Shita Beishamai, and not the Shita Beis Hillel. And finally, Ayin Rashi brings down the Gemara Mesechus Becharius and Daf Lam Ches, that defines the Shir of Beis Hillel, Kadeshi Notel Menachai Vyomus, as Kimloi Makdeh Shel Refim, and Lechir, that is not the Shir of Beis Hillel, and it's actually the Shir Beis Shammai v'tzarech bir. And our Gemara now continues and discusses another din that's relevant to a kana that has a hole, as we saw that the Mishnah Daf Nun Dalam and Aleph told us that the kuvus haveshet ad ki isari talki. And our Gemara now continues Om Rav Bachana Om Rav Yishuv Malevi nitli men of ritzua mitzarefes l'ka isar, that if a strip of the kana was ripped out and it was from the length of the kana and it's missing basar, if you would take the entire area of the missing part of the kana and you would make it into a circle and it would be at least the size of an Iser Talki, then the animal would be a Trefa. And in Tezu's bother, Tema, Lishminu Nikva, Vakolshkin Ritzua, if Rabbi Shua Ben Levi would just teach us that if there are multiple small holes in the Kana, that they could be Mitzav, Lachi Iser Talki, then certainly where there's a rectangular cut in the Kana and it's missing Basar, then certainly would be Mitzav to Shia of Ki Iser Talki. The Gemara now continues, Boyimene Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Achmeni, Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, Nikva Knafa Mau, and Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Achmeni asked Rabbi Shua Ben Levi as to what the halacha would be in the case of Rav where Nikva Kenufa. And Amulein, Rabbi Shua Ben Levi responded, Hare Amru, we already stated, Nikavim Sheish Ben Chesorim Mitzdaf and L'Chi'isa, that if the basa of these holes was missing, then it would be Mitzdaf L'Chi'isa Italki, however, Vishayim Ben Chesorim, but if it's a case like Rav where the basar was not missing, then mitzdar from the ruba. And the mafreshim were bothered as to why the gemara brought this din, if this din was already discussed in detail. The gemara now continues that up until this point, we were certainly talking about a hole that formed in the kana of a behema, as we mentioned that the shear would be ki'isari talki, and certainly that shear would not make sense by the kana of a bird, as the kana of a bird is much narrower and isn't even the size of isari talki. Therefore, our gemara now continues, ba'ifamai, that certainly we would know in the case of Rav, that if there would be a hole in the kana of an oif, and if the basa was not missing, then certainly the shear would still be raiv, and there would be no difference between the din by behema and the din of an oif. However, in a case where there was a hole, or there were multiple holes in the corner of the oif, and it was missing basar, so what would be the shear? As certainly it can't be the shear of isari talki, as the entire corner of the oif is smaller than isari talki. And the Gemara tells us, Amar Bisur Banachmani, Lididi Mifish Liminator Abulazar, Mekapler Menicha, Pia Kona, Imchaifus Reva Kona Trefa, Vimlav Ksheira, and Amar Papa, Vesimonech Nafia, that where an oif has a hole, or it has multiple holes, then one would cut on all three sides of the hole and make a flap from that area, then they would see if that flap of material would actually cover up roiv of the kana of the oif, and then it would be a trefa. However, if it would be smaller than roiv of the opening of the kana of the bird, then the bird would be kosher and would not be a trefa. Ayin Rashi mikaplei choytich lematim and anakavim ubitzideim atch yuchel kaplei ritzuya shehim bo klapi piakana umenich lemakam anakavim al piakana and imchayfa bein anakavim vasholim shem bein nekel nekavus roiv akana afagab anakavim greedy like ruba. Then treifa hal v'yesh ben chesaron, and it's important to note that Rashi clearly states that b'negei a bird, not only would we take into cheshbon the holes that were made in the bird's kana, but we would also take into cheshbon the basa that's between the holes. And of course, this is a chumrah, and as Rashi states that even if one would make a cheshbon and calculate only the area of the holes, it would not equal roiv of the opening of the kana. But even so, since between the holes and the meat that's between the holes, that it would be roiv of the opening of the kana, that the bird would still be a trefa. And specifically, b'negei birds, Rashi states, v'shir smichas to kavim zel zek kanafa. When would we say that not only would we calculate the area of the nekev, but we'd also calculate the area of the basa? That is only when they're spaced right next to each other, and each nekev is in close proximity to the other nekev, and there's only a small piece of basa in between them, which is similar to a sieve, where the holes are very close to each other. And when Papa brought a simon, and as Rashi states, shlo tishkach shbuazu, one should not think that the shear for a neka by a oiv is either kisai talki or you be mitzdar fit to a roiv. The simon is nafya, kain sha'isin and nafa, shamanichin sham, you rear zon of hasos, apia egal. And just like when making a sieve, they would take a bunch of horsehair, they would place it on top of a kleili, and that would be a very simple sieve. So the same applies over here. In our case as well, you take a piece of skin of the oiv and you place it on top of the hole of the trachea. That is the way that we see if it's actually considered a trefa or if it would not be a trefa. Let's keep in mind that although b'negei behema, Rashi states that we only take into account the holes and we don't combine the holes with the basa that's between them. And meanwhile, Rashi clearly states b'negei a bird that not only will we take into account the area of the holes, but we'd also take into account the area of the basa between the holes. And Mefarshim explained that a behema is stronger and therefore, in order for it to be a trefa, it has to have a larger shear. However, since a bird is much weaker and it will die much easier, therefore, even if you only have a shear that's based on the holes as well as the basa that's between the holes, that would suffice and that would cause it to become a trefa. The Gemara now continues, Nifcha Sokadeles, if a hole formed in the kana and this hole was not just a slit, but it actually cut out a piece of basa, but it was still hanging on the fourth side, and this piece of the trachea was still holding on to the rest of the trachea, and it acted like a flap and just like a door. In this case, the shear would not be based on roiv, and it would be based on the isari talki. However, Amar Nachman Kadeshi Kanis Isal Rachbai, they have to make the cheshbin, an isari talki that is lying flat would easily be able to fit through this doorway. And Ayin Rashi Nifchasa Kamindeles V'Lo Notal Apchas Ela Toli Va'Omid Zakuv Sham Kein Dalos B'Mezuzasai Kadeshi Kanis Isal Rachbai V'Shear Gadol Huzem Isar. And this shear is a little bit larger than the shear of an isari talki. The Hachabeinu Nichtas V'Yotze. And the reason why we need a larger shear is because in kan chesaron, that there is no missing basar, as the bus is still hanging. And our Gemara now continues that our Mishnah taught us Sukkos HaGageris is one of Yudchas Trefais, and as we explained, that this refers to someone that made a slit in the width of the Gageris or the thickness of the Gageris. And let's keep in mind that the Kana is a ring tube that is flexible and can stretch once there's a slit in the width of the Gageris. So when the behemoth moves its neck, the slit keeps opening up, and therefore it's very hard for it to heal, and that's why the animal will be a Trefa. Therefore, Agamar continues, Nistika, let us say that instead of the Gageris being severed to its width, it was actually cut and sliced on its length, and it was a split in the length of the Gageris. And as we will see, that Rashi explains that certainly this is the most lenient case if the animal's Kana is slit down its length. So every time the animal bends down, the Kana now stretches, and the parts of the Kana on the sides move together, and they would actually close up the area, and that would actually help in the healing process. And therefore, Gemara tells us that Amrav, Rav held that certainly this would not cause the animal to become a trefa, even if the entire length of the kana is slit, that would not cause the animal to become a trefa. The only way the animal would be considered a trefa is only if a part of the top three chulyas and part of the bottom three chulyas or rings were also severed. Ayin Rashi and Dima Maskal Nistika La'arka V'kilu Mekulu Dehechad Nifsek L'rachba Beruba Metech Shereya Meshechas L'mata V'atzava Meshech L'mala Nitek V'helech L'gamri V'lehad Echolim. As we explained, that when a behemoth moves, the trachea is being pulled from the bottom by the lungs, and from the top it's being stretched by the neck, and therefore the slit keeps separating and it won't heal. However, if the slit is along its length, then Kol Kamisha Tzava Nimshach HaSedech Soig V'helech and Hilka Chodecholim, as we explained. And Rashi gives two explanations of Lashon Chulya. And first Rashi explains Tabashamati, and it's only referring to one ring. However, Rashi continues with Be'inai Nira Shein Sholosh Tabois, that's referring to three Tabois. K'daminu B'menachos K'deish Yichruch V'yishana V'yisholesh Havi Chulya L'gabi Tzitzis, and that is considered Chulya by Tzitzis. And therefore the same would apply when our Gemara states Chulya, that's referring to three rings, as we explained when we learned the Gemara. Our Gemara continues Amru Kamed Rabbi Echran, that they said over this member in front of Rabbi Echran, and Amman, he stated Machulya Machulya to come Rav, that what is Rav talking about and mentioning any chulyas? Certainly in the case of Nistika, there is no problem even if you cut through all the three chulyas, and even so it would not be a trefa. And Rabbi Echran continued that when would the animal become a trefa? La'ima afil le'nishtayba el'mashu le'maylu mashu le'mata k'shira, that as long as a mashu of the kana was not sliced at the top, and as long as a mashu of the kana was not sliced at the bottom, it would still not be considered a trefa. And the Gemara tells us Amru kamedu Rabbi Echran mishmedu Rabbi Yenison hachi, and they told Rabbi Echran that Rabbi Yenison also said like you, in the case of Nistika, the animal would be kosher and would only become a trefa. The entire kana was sliced, and there wasn't even a mashu l'mayla and a mashu l'mata. Rabbi Echran and Rabbi Yenison both lived in Eretz Yisrael. However, Rabbi Yenison was originally from Bavel. Therefore, when Talmidim told Rabbi Echran this member of Rabbi Yenison, so Amalahu, he said to his Talmidim, Yodin chavim bavloi lefrushik haitama, that there are friends in Bavel who have to explain this memra in a proper manner. Rabbi Yechon was happy with this memra of Rabbi Yenison, and as Rashi states, ki haitaimo l'shvach ka'amar. Before we continue, we already described that the kana is a flexible ring tube that is made out of cartilage and could bend and stretch, and as we saw, that there are multiple rings and multiple chulyos, and at the top of the trachea, which is closest to the jaw of the animal, the top ring is called a tabas gedola. Number one, it's larger, and number two, although as we've mentioned, the cartilage of the other tabois do not encircle the entire tabas, and at the bottom of the tabas there's a space and is only basar. However, the cartilage of the tabas gedola went around the entire circumference of that tabas. And also, let's keep in mind that in the Mishnah Daf Yud Ches and Aleph, as well as in the Gemara Daf Yud Tes, we saw various shitas as to the proper makom hashchita. And Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda held that the proper makom hashchita is only from the tabas gedola and lower. While we saw in Daf Yud Tes and Aleph that Rav Chanina ben Tignas held that Meshipu Koyva L'matak Shira, and one could even shech that a higher point as a Shipu Koyva is higher than the Tabas Gedela and is closer to the jawbone of the animal than the Tabas Gedela. And as Rashi points out, although we passing like Rav Chanina ben Tignas, however, our Gemara will now be going like the Shita Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. And as the Gemara continues, Tana Rav Chiya Rabbi Yisrael Kamed Rabbi Echran, Rav Chiya Bar Yosef taught the following brisa in front of Rabbi Echran, that Kol Hatzava Kula Kashlo Shchita Mi Tabas Gedela Kanfei Rea Tachtayna, and the proper makom hashchita for the top area of the kana that is closer to the neck of the animal is from the tabas gedola. And the Makom HaShechita continues until the area of the Kana that is directly opposite bottom wings of the lungs. And as Rashi states, Kanfei Reya Oinei Reya HaTachtoina Kenu Mefarash Rava, and as Rava will explain in a moment. And before we continue, let us explain what this means. We know that a person and an animal has two lungs, and those lungs are really attached to each other. And if one is looking at the front of the animal's lungs, there are three flaps or three wings that extend from the lungs on the right side of the lungs, and there are two flaps that extend from the left side of the lungs. The larger area of the lungs is called the uma, like a mother. The flaps or the wings or the lobes of the lung are called unais, and they look like ears. The heart of the behemoth sits in the middle of the lung, and since the heart is constantly pumping blood, the heart gets very hot, and therefore it's right in the center of the lungs, and the air from the lungs actually cool off the heart and make sure that it doesn't overheat. Rabbi Yechonon teaches us the makom hashechita is anywhere in the neck of the animal, and any part of the kana that's in the neck of the animal is kasher l'shechita. However, the trachea doesn't stop at the top of the lung, and instead it goes inside the lung. Therefore, Rabbi Yechonon teaches us that any part of the kana that's inside the lung is no longer in the neck of the animal, and therefore is not a proper makom hashechita. And as we will see, then in regard to hilchos treifos, it will actually be considered like the lungs. The dinim of that part of the trachea will not be like the rest of the trachea. When Rabbi Yechonon describes the area that will no longer be kasher l'shechita, Rabbi Yechonon is describing an animal that is hanging upside down, which is typical to be done after shechita, that they would hang the animal from its hind legs. Therefore, we'll mention the bottom unya. So if you would actually picture a lung, and you picture the trachea that's going into the animal's neck, and that would be on top, and you'd hold the lung from the trachea, it would actually be the top unya, it would actually be the top lobe. And as our Gemara tells us, Amarova, Tachtoina Shiel Yoina, as Rashi states, Tachtoina Kshabahim Tluya, the Haino Unyais Katana Shiel Yoina, Ksha Ixim Mekona, Varea Tluya Lamata. Rava now defines this further, Shani Ome, Kosha Peshetta Savara Varoya, over Vachli Tenas, that the proper Makam Ashrita is any part of the Kana that would be in the neck of the animal when the animal stretches its neck in order to eat, and he's eating in normal fashion, and no one is forcing him to stretch out his neck. But certainly, if a person pulls the animal's neck, that would force the kana outside of the lung. Even if he would shech the kana that is now inside the neck, the shechita would be pasul, as that part of the kana is really part of the lung. And the Gemara now continues, that what would be the halacha in regard to that part of the kana, that if the behemoth would stretch its neck very far in order, for example, to get some food that's far away from it, and even though it's not normal to do this, but at times it would do so, so maybe that would also be considered part of its neck and not part of the lung. Possibly that would also be considered a makom shechita, as it's not done by human intervention, and at times the animal himself will stretch himself in order to reach food. Possibly the shechita would be kosher, and the Gemara ends off teku. Ayin Rashi in Dibur Masel on Sa'atma Lifshei Ma'od Savara B'Shas Shechita Ma'u, and Rashi seems to be saying that this occurred during shechita. And Ayin Rabbeinu Gershom onza atzma mai klima mi amina kibin d'lav kol shaita tzavara kol kach pshuta osar d'lav makom shechitu oidilma kibin yachaliv shad adayse makom. Therefore, that area of the kana would also be considered makom shechita. Ayin sham. The Gemara continues. Yasi Rabbi Yechonon Reish Lakish nafik milsa b'minayu. The Rabbi Yechonon Reish Lakish was sitting, and a halacha came out from between them, and they both agreed that on a specimen of the shachar psula, if there's human intervention and the human stretches out the neck of the animal and the simonim now pull out of the rea, so if someone would shechten in that area, and as Rava taught us, that shechita would be pasul. Before we continue, let us remember, although an animal becomes a trefa if it's nikav aveshet, however, there would only be a small piercing in the gageres or in the kana, then the animal would not be a trefa, and it was only by psukas hagageres that the animal becomes a trefa. We also saw in the Mishnah that nikva rea, so the animal will be a trefa. Therefore, certainly there's an afkamina if something is categorized as the lungs or if something is categorized as the kana. And regarding this point, the Rabbi Yechonon Reish Lakish continue, and they teach us nikav kana lematam en achazin nidin kreya, that if a neck forms in the kana, but in an area that's below the chaza and below the chest area, meaning on an area of the kana that's already below the area of the unya or the lobe of the lung, which is no longer the makom hashechita, so at that point the kana is no longer considered the kana, and it has dinim like the reya. Therefore, even if we only have a nekev that's a kolshu, it would still be a trefa. Seifa. The Gemara now continues that we know that when someone brings a Karm Shlamim, then they have to give the Chazei V'Shoik to the Kayin. Our Gemara will now bring a Braisa, describes what part of the animal is considered a Chazer and must be given to a Kayin. And keep in mind, when the Gemara brings this description, it is also going to be discussing the animal as if it's already after Shechita. The animal is now hanging down head first, and its hind legs are hanging from a hook. This was a normal way that they would think about an animal, and as the Gemara states, Tanur Rabbanan, that we learned in the Braisa, that a Zeru Chazer, that what is defined as the breast of the animal that must be given to a Kayin. The Gemara begins by giving a description based on a live animal, and when the animal is standing, so Zeru Reis HaKaka, so this is the area of the animal that sees the Kaka and is on the bottom of the animal. Now the Braisa discusses an animal after Shechita and is hanging downwards, and therefore its neck is towards the bottom and towards the ground, and Lamata Adetzaver, they would cut off the meat until the neck, which was towards the bottom, Lamayla Adakeres, and then the top part of the Chazer is defined as the meat that goes up until the Keres, and cutting off this meat to give to a Kayin, one would also cut off one small rib from each side of the animal for a total of two ribs. And Rashi states, V'choytich Beit Zilois HaKtanis Tal Yonis Imay Mishtei Defanais Echa Mikan V'Echa Mikan V'Hein Shesav V'Akana, and these are the bones that are around the kana and around the trachea. However, Ayin the Baron Taisis Pirish Rabbeinu Chananel Shtayim Mikan V'Shtayim Mikan, the Chazer included two ribs from each side and a total of four ribs. And Zok Taisis V'Hai Chazer Lo Yavi Kahidu Mesechtes Tamid Shlo Yehoi Sham Shum Tzalois K'tam Perk Lo Yehoi Kaiftin. The definition of the Chazer regarding the Shlamim is different than the definition of the Chazer regarding the Karmat Eilah that we discuss in Mesechtes Tamid Ayin Sham Ayin Rashi Diba Maskha Reis Akaka and the Kohen only gets the meat itself and he doesn't get from the ribs, and he only gets the fatty meat at the bottom of the animal. And the Gemara now continues to quote the third of the trefois for the Mishnah of Mem Bezim and Aleph, as the Mishnah taught us, Nikiv Krum Shomoich, the membrane of the brain of the animal was punctured, so the animal would be considered a trefa. And before we begin our Gemara, let us give a basic description of an animal's brain. The brain of the animal is protected inside its skull. In English, the skull refers to the entire head of the animal and the entire skeletal structure of the animal's head. The actual brain of the animal is encased in the cranium, and some call that the brain case. Our Gemara will discuss two different membranes that are relevant to the brain, and one is called the upper membrane, and that is thicker and tougher. That membrane is attached to the inside of the animal's skull, and then is the lower membrane, which is actually similar to a bag that surrounds the brain itself. This is a very thin membrane that covers the brain itself and protects the brain. And as we'll see, that once the outer membrane is punctured, then certainly there is no protection, and the likelihood is that the inner membrane will also be punctured and will also rip. We should also keep in mind that right next to the skull, there are two bony bumps that look like two beans, which are called the occipital condyles. They are at the base of the animal's skull that connect the head and the first neck vertebrae, and these joints act like a hinge or a ball and socket, which allows the animal to nod and tilt or rotate its head. And although an animal has two of these bumps, however, a bird only has one of these bumps. And the Mefarshim explained that even though our Gemara will refer to two bumps by bird as well, however, this bone of this bird has a cleft, and the spinal cord runs in the middle of this cleft. Therefore, it has the appearance of two beans. And I am the Mefarshim that discusses further. And our Gemara now brings two different versions as to what Rav and Shmuel stated. And the first version is Rav Shmuel, the Amri Tavayu, Kam Eloi, Afagav Deloi Inkev Tata, as long as the upper membrane is punctured, even though the lower membrane was not punctured, it would still be considered a trefa, as certainly once the upper membrane was punctured, then the lower membrane will also break, and therefore it would be a trefa. However, Amri Lo, but there's a different version as to what Rav Shmuel stated, and they stated, Ad Inkev Tata, that not only does the top membrane have to be pierced, but the bottom membrane would also have to be pierced, and if it wasn't pierced, then it would not be considered a trefa. Lemaisa, since the Gemara feels that the second version is more correct, in order for an animal to be a trefa, the bottom membrane must be pierced as well, and therefore the Gemara explains what the bottom membrane refers to. And as the Gemara continues, Amar b'Shmuel b'Nachmani v'Simnaich Chayisa d'Mistach b'Meicha, that this refers to the pouch that the brain is lying in, which covers the brain. Since this membrane is very clear and it's not very easily discernible, the Gemara tries to give us another simon, as Amar Rabbi B'Chana, Amar B'Shul Malevi, Kenegdu B'Beitzim Nikar, that the kibayim of an animal are similar to the brain of the animal, as they're encased in two membranes. And the lower membrane encases the testicles of the animal and is white and not clear, and therefore it's easily discernible. Therefore, Rabbi Shua ben Levi used this as a simen, as it's very similar to the kiss of the moyach and similar to the structure of the brain. And before we continue, let us remember that our Mishnah discussed the shidra as well as the chuta shidra, and the Mishnah stated nishbra shidra v'nifsek achut shela, that it would be considered a trefa. As we know, the spinal cord are like the wires that bring information from the brain to the rest of the body and from the body to the brain. In reality, the chuta shidra is just an extension of the actual brain. However, certainly in anatomy as well as in halacha, the brain is considered one organ, and then the chuta shidra is another organ, and the chuta shidra actually travels from the brain and it goes through the entire body of the animal until its tail. And because this is the central nervous system, so it must be protected, there is a tough membrane that encases the chut hashidra and protects it. In addition, the chut hashidra is also protected by the chulius of the shedra, meaning that it's encased by the vertebrae of the spinal column. And a bit later, we will continue to discuss and describe the chut hashidra. Our Gemara will now discuss how to define the difference between the brain and when the chut hashidra begins. And of course, this will be negeya to hilchos treifos. And as we learned in our Mishnah, that b'negeya to brain, the shear for a treifa is nikev krim shel moach, while the shear for an animal becoming a treifa, cause of the chut hashidra, is nishbra shedra v'nifsek achut shela, if the chut hashedra was severed, and as we will define later. Now Gemara now continues, Amar b'shum m'pazi, Amar b'shum m'levi, m'shum b'kapara, that the definition of the moach and of the brain is kol mashav gadeir nidin k'moach, that the brain is defined as any part of the brain that is encased by the cranium, and hischalim shaykh nidin k'chut hashidra, once the brain goes out of the cranium, we would already consider the chut hashidra, or mehechem maskeli mashaych, what is the point that's considered out of the cranium? And the Gemara tells us, Amar b'yitzuk banachmani, l'di mifishli minei Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Rabbi Shua ben Levi himself, who was the Tana the previous member taught me, we continue on daf mem heim beis, k'min shnei peilin yesh munachin al piyakadera, min ha-peilin v'lefnim k'lefnim, min ha-peilin l'chutz k'lechutz. As we explained, that there are two bones that look like beans, which are called the occipital condyles, that connect the head and the first neck vertebrae from the point of these two beans that are right at the entrance to the skull and upwards into the skull. That is certainly considered the brain, and any part of the brain that's outside of that area certainly be considered the chut hashidra, and then a pilon atzmon in yodea. I'm not sure what the halacha would be regarding any part of the brain that's right between these two beans. However, mistavra kilofnim, that's most mistavra, that's considered part of the moyach. Therefore, even if there would be a very small hole, it would be considered a trefa. And the Gemara tells us, Rav Yirmiya Badek Ba'ifa Ve'eshkach Kamin Shnei Peilim Unachna Piyakadera, that it was a shayla on a bird, and Rav Yirmiya was inspecting the bird. He found a similar structure, that there were two beans that were right next to the entrance of the kadera and of the skull. As we already explained, that Metzias, a bird only has one occipital condyle, and it doesn't have these two beans. Therefore, Rabbi Belsky actually explained, although it doesn't have two separate beans, but its one bone has a cleft in it, and therefore it looks like two beans, and that is what Rabbi Yirmiya was referring to. Gemara now continues and quotes from the Mishnah Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph and quotes the fourth of the Trefais, and the Mishnah taught us Nikev Alev LeBeis Chaloloi, that if the animal's heart was pierced, the puncture went through the heart into its chamber, then it would be a trefa. And as Rashi pointed out in the Mishnah, V'moyegil Chalok Tani Sefer D'Kshira, and the Mishnah Daf Mem Dalem and Aleph will teach us that it will be kosher. Once again, before we begin our Gemara, let us start with Akdama. Let us begin by describing the heart. We know that blood flows through the entire body of a person and of an animal. Once it flows through the body, so oxygen is released from the blood and it becomes deoxygenated. And in order to now add oxygen into its blood, the blood has to flow back into the heart, and the heart reoxygenates the blood, and then the blood could get pumped back into the body. Based on our understanding of the heart, there are actually four cavities in a heart. There are two upper chambers called the auricles that collect blood. Then there are two lower chambers called the ventricles, and they pump blood out of the heart. And the right ventricle only pumps blood to the lungs, therefore it's not as large. However, the left ventricle pumps blood to the rest of the animal and to all parts and all regions of the animal. Therefore, it's much stronger and thicker and larger. And the Gemara refers to left ventricle as the chalal gadol and to the right ventricle as the chalal hakatan. As we know that blood is pumped into the heart and out of the heart through veins and arteries, and one of the main arteries is called aorta. This is the artery that carries blood from the left ventricle of the heart to the rest of the body. The aorta is covered with a lot of fat. It runs right between the indentation that's formed between the right and left lungs. Our Gemara will refer to this as the kinea lev, even though we just stated there's a difference between the chalal katan and the chalal gadol. However, b'negei halacha, there's no actual difference. It's ultimately, when our Mishnah states nika of a lev lebeis chalaloi, it doesn't make a difference if it was pierced into the smaller chamber or into the larger chamber. In all cases, it would be a treifa. And as our Gemara continues, by Reb Zeira lebeis chalal katan or lebeis chalal gadol, and when our Mishnah stated in order for an animal to be a treifa, it has to be nika of a lev lebeis chalaloi, doesn't mean that the puncture went into chalal katan or to chalal gadol. And Amalei Abaya, and Abaya respond to Reb Zeira, my tibay lecha, that what is the shayla, as I could bring your raya from the case of the lungs that we learned in our Mishnah on daf mem beis amud aleph, as milay tnan, as then we learned in the Mishnah, Reb Shimon Oimer actually tenakav lebeis asimpinais, the only way that an animal would be considered treifa if the lung was pierced is only if the puncture goes into the beis asimpinais. Va'am rav batachlifa, am rabbi yamin ba'aba, am rav actually tenakav lesimpin gadol, that the puncture has to go into the primary bronchi, and it would not be enough if it goes into some of the smaller bronchi, and therefore l'chir, the same would apply when our Mishnah states nika v'alev lebeis chalaloi, that the only way it would be a treifa is if it pierces into the chalal gadol, and if it pierces only into the chalal katan, then it should not be a treifa. However, the Gemara responds that you can't bring a raya from the case of the raya in the case of the lung, as hachi hashta hasel lebeis simpinis tani lehech de shafchi simpinis kulu v'hach lebeis chalaloi tani mali chal gadol mali chal katan. Since when Reb Shimon referred to the lungs and referred to the chamber of the bronchi, he stated lebeis simpinis and he used the lashon rabim. So therefore, it's mashma, we're referring to the primary bronchi, as the rest of the small blood vessels that go into the lung all branch off from this point. Therefore, it makes sense that the Mishnah was specifically talking about the simpain gadol. However, since when the Mishnah is discussing an animal becoming treifa from a neck of in the heart, and the Mishnah states nikav alev lebeis chalaloi, so it seems that the Mishnah is not being mechalit between any of the chambers, and as long as it would pierce into either the chol katan or the chol gadol, it would still be a treifa. Before we continue with the next Gemara, let us point out that the Gemara will ultimately discuss a din that's going to be relevant to the heart, to the liver, as well as to the lungs. And let us review that our Mishnah stated that an animal becomes a treifa if it's nikav alev lebeis chalaloi, while b'negei the liver, the Mishnah stated nitel hakaved v'lo nishtayim men aklum, and then b'negei the lungs, the Mishnah stated harei shenikva oishe chasra, and Rav Shimon Oimer she tenakav lebeis asimpinis. And our Gemara will now define various areas that are treated like the lungs, like the heart, or like the liver. Let us keep in mind that the Gemara will discuss tlasa kane havo, that there are going to be three different pipes that are either air pipes or blood pipes that flow through an animal, and chad parsh liba, v'chad parsh l'reya, v'chad parsh l'kavda. And the simplest explanation is that when the Gemara talks about the chad that's parsh l'reya, we are discussing the lowest portion of the windpipe or the trachea, or what the Gemara refers to as the kano or the gageres. That pipe eventually goes into the lungs. When the Gemara will discuss the chad that's parsh l'kavda, we are discussing the large blood vessel that goes from the liver to the heart. And when the Gemara speaks about chad parsh liba, so we're talking about the aorta or the kinea lev, which takes the blood from the heart to the rest of the body. And as we explained before, based on this hakdama, the Gemara now continues and brings a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, as kinea lev, Rav Amar b'mashu, Shmuel Amar b'rubai. Rav holds if the aorta develops a small hole, and even if it's a mashu, then the animal will be a treifa. Shmuel holds that if it only has a small puncture, then it will not be a treifa, and the only way that the animal will be a treifa is if most of the aorta is severed. We already explained what the kinea lev is. However, the Gemara begins and asks, "Hainu kinea lev?" Then what is the kinea lev? And Amrav b'Yitzchak, Amrav chelev shal gabi d'fanes. This refers to fat that's on the walls, meaning on the area that's next to the spinal column and on the side of the animal. And the Gemara is bothered. D'fanes al k'daytach. How can you have a hamina that if an animal has a hole in the d'fanes and in its fat, that it will become a treifa? And certainly, the chias of an animal is not dependent in the fats of the animal, and certainly even if it gets a hole, it would not be a treifa. And therefore, the Gemara explains, Ela shal gabi defnei reya, that we're referring to the fat that covers the pipe that runs through the lungs. And as we explained, b'negei that they order, that the order actually runs right between the lungs and it comes from the heart and it goes to the rest of the body. And as in regard to this pipe, that is a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. And the Gemara continues, that there are three pipes in an animal. And as we already explained, chad parish l'liba, referring to the aorta, the chad parish l'reya, and the bottom of the trachea, or the windpipe, or the kana, leads into the lungs. And finally, the chad parish l'kavda, and one blood vessel leads from the heart into the liver. Now, Meme explains in the name of Rav Nachman that the reya kareya, that's certainly the pipe that leads into the reya, and once it's at a point that's not the makam hashchita, would now be considered like the reya. Therefore, even if it develops a very small puncture, and even if it's nika b'mashu, the animal will be considered a trefa. As Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish taught us on Daf Mem Hei Omid Aleph, Rav Nachman continued, the kavda kekavda, and the dinim of the pipe that leads into the liver has the din of the liver itself, and the only way that the animal will be a trefa is if it's missing the entire pipe. And as the Mishnah taught us, b'negei de kaved, nitla kaved v'lein nishtarei men aklum, finally the liba pligi, and the machlekes that we saw between Rav and Shmuel was specifically b'negei de knei aleiv and b'negei de oyoder. However, the Gemara continues that mar barachia masni ipcha, that the rei kavda, the kavda is kareya, and the liba pligi, that although he says the same din b'negei de liba, and he holds that the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel is relevant to the knei aleiv, however, he switches around the halacha that's relevant to the knei areya and the halacha that's relevant to the knei kaved, and the knei areya has a din like the kaved, and the only way that the animal will be a trefa is if it's missing completely, and the knei kaved has a din like the reya, and even if it's punctured a little bit, the animal will be considered a trefa. Ayin Rashi uchalishna kam mistavra, and it's more mistavra like the first lashon of Agamara, da kamli Rabbi Yechon kavasei, and as we saw in Amud Aleph, the Rabbi Yechon holds like the shita, da amuleil nikav lematim and achazin nidin kareya, and as we explained, however, ayin in top places on our Amud, v'nira dazlin b'kul l'chumra, v'nlai it mahilchus alay kamar v'lay kamar, v'gam Rabbi Yechon da amu nikav akadah lematim and achazin, mashma bein de reya bein de kavda nidin kareya, v'chein Rabbi Yechon al pasal l'chumra, d'shloshtin u'kuvasu b'mashu, bein de kavay bein de lay bein reya ayin sham. The Gemara continues that although we already saw the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, b'negei de knei aleiv and b'negei de order, however, the Gemara continues and tells us a story as to how we find the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. And as we know that Rav was Rosh Shiva in Sura, Shmuel was Rosh Shiva in Ada, Rav Chia by Yosef was learning by Rav, and he went to visit Shmuel, and the Gemara tells us, Azar Rav Chia by Yosef, Amr l'shmaitza de Rav, kamei de Shmuel, and Rav Chia by Yosef told over this member of Rav in front of Shmuel, and as Rav stated, an animal will become a trefa if the knei aleiv is nika b'mashu. Amalei and Shmuel responded, Ihachi amaba lo yada b'trefas v'lo klum, that this is what Rav stated, and Rav doesn't know anything about hilchos trefas. As we already saw, that Shmuel holds that b'nei knei aleiv, an animal would not become a trefa unless it's nifsa b'rubai, as we saw. And Ayin Rashi in our sugya, that when Shmuel called Rav Abba, Hachi havikar li Shmuel de Rav have odif minei, and this was lashon chashivas, and Nishamati Abba, and I heard that his real name was Abba, v'istigasi Abba chaverei, some agurs, they stated, Abba, my friend, and on Daflam and Chesem and Aleph, we already discussed various other explanations, Ayin Shom. And the Gemara now continues and quotes from the fifth trefa listed in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, and the Mishnah stated, Nishba Shidra v'nifsek achuchela, if the spine is broken and the spinal cord is severed, then the animal will be a trefa. As we already mentioned, that the spine breaking is not really part of this din of trefas. However, b'metzias, if the spine doesn't break, it would be very unlikely that the spinal cord would actually sever. And although we already described the Chut HaShidra, let us just point out one more point, that the Chut HaShidra is composed of two parts, and the inner part is called the Mayach, and that actually is similar to the brain, as it's really brain matter, and that's why it's called Mayach, because it comes from the brain, and is the same matter as the brain. And in English, they refer to this as white or gray matter. This matter is what transmits signals from the brain to the rest of the body. Certainly, this is the main part of the Chut HaShidra. However, the Gemara will also discuss the Ur, which is a tough membrane that actually encompasses the white or gray matter of the Chut HaShidra. Our Gemara now begins, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa that the machlek is between Rebbe and Rebbe Yaakov as to when an animal will become a trefa based on the Chut HaShidra. And as the Braisa states, Chut HaShidra shenifsek b'rubai divrei Rebbe, that Rebbe holds that an animal will become a trefa, most of the width of the Chut HaShidra is severed, or Rebbe Yaakov Imer, Yehudul Nikev, and Rabbi Yaakov holds that even if it only was punctured and it was only a mashu, then it would still be a trefa. The Brisa tells us, Hayu Rebbe ki Rabbi Yaakov, Maaser Rebbe was machmir like Rabbi Yaakov, and if the Chut HaShudra was only punctured and even a mashu, he would consider the animal to be a trefa. However, Amar Rav Huna ain halach Rabbi Yaakov, and Rav Huna states that halacha doesn't follow Rabbi Yaakov, even though Rebbe seemed to follow the halacha of Rabbi Yaakov. However, our Mishnah states Nishba Shedra with Nifsek HaChut Shela. We already saw that when our Mishnah stated Psukas HaGageres, it's referring to most of the width being severed. That would be like the Shita of Rebbe. Gemara now continues to discuss the Shita of Rebbe, that Rebbe stated Chut HaShedra Shnifsek Berubai would be a trefa, and the Gemara asked V'kamerubai and was considered to be Raiv. And the Gemara brings two different versions as to what Rav stated. And number one, Rav Amar Raiv Oirai V'Amrila Raiv Meichai, and some say that Rav stated, as long as Rav of the outer skin is severed, then the animal will be a trefa, and even though Rav Meicha was not severed, some explained that Rav holds that the only way that an animal will be a trefa is only if Rav Meicha would be severed, and even if the outside is not severed at all, the animal will be a trefa. The Gemara continues, Man da Amar Rav Meicha Kolshkin Rav Oirai, that according to the second version, Rav holds that an animal will be a trefa if Rav Meicha would be severed, and even if Rav Oirai would not be severed, certainly he would hold that if Rav Oirai was severed, and even if Rav Meicha was not severed, the animal would be a trefa, as once Rav Oirai is severed, then the Meicha is no longer protected. Certainly at some point, the Meicha would be severed as well, and therefore the animal would be a trefa. However, Lamanda Amar Rav Oirai, Rav Meicha Mai, according to the first version, the Rav stated, Rav Oirai, what would halacha be if Rav Meicha was severed, while the or that encompassed the white and gray matter was not severed at all, and would it be considered a trefa or not? The Gemara continues, Tashma, the Lesbri Nuraya, the Amma Nivli Am Rav Huna, as Nivli said in name Rav Huna, Rubai Shamru Rav Oirai, Meir Zel, Meir Vle Meirid, that the Rav that we're referring to in a Mishnah is only referring to Rav Oirai. The status of the Meir that's inside the skin is Le Meir Vle Meirid, even if Rav Meichai would be severed, and Rav Oirai would not be severed, animal would not be considered a trefa. As the Gemara continues, Rav Nosson Bar Oven, Havi Yosef Kamei de Rav, the Rav Nosson Bar Oven was sitting in front of Rav. It was a shayla on a behema, if it was a trefa or not, and Badek Berev Oirai, because Badek Berev Meichai, and he first checked Berev Oirai, and after he realized that it was complete, and it was not severed, he then started inspecting Rav Meichai, and Amalei, and Rav said to Rav Nosson Bar Oven, in Rav Oirai Kayam, that if you already checked Rav Oirai, and it was complete, and it wasn't severed, the Meir Zeh in the Meir Vlei in the Meir, so there's no reason to check the Meir, as even if it would be severed, it would not make the animal a trefa. Number one, we see from the story that if we hold that Rav held that Rav Oirai, then he holds that it's only Rav Oirai, and Rav Meicha is Le Meir Vlei Meir. And number two, we see that the first version of the prior Gemara is correct, that the Kamarubai Rav Amar Rav Oirai, and not like the second version, that the Amrila Rav Meichai, as clearly we see the Rav held that it's Rav Oirai and not Rav Meichai. Before we continue, let us point out that certainly it would seem to make sense the severing of Rav Meichai should be a lot worse than Rav Oirai. The main functional part of the Chut HaShedra is actually the Moyach and the white-gray matter, and the Ur or the outside membrane is actually only there to protect the white-gray matter, and it's not really a functional part of the Chut HaShedra. Ayin the Sefer Tmunei Chol, or in English, Tchulin Illuminated, that discusses this point in great detail. And the Gemara now continues to discuss the Chut HaShedra as Amar Rabbi B'chana Rabbi Shua ben Levi, this Marek Puzzle, this Masay's Puzzle, Rabbi Shua ben Levi is discussing the white-gray matter, or the Moich of the spinal cord, or as we will refer to it as the nerve tissue of the spinal cord, and he teaches us that if that nerve tissue becomes liquefied, or if it softens, both cases, the animal will be considered trefa. And Ayin Rashi, even though the case of this Masmeis is more kal than the case of this Marek, if so, Rabbi Shua ben Levi should have just taught us that if it's this Masmeis, it's puzzle, and certainly in the case of this Marek, it would be puzzle. However, Rashi explains that if he would have stated this Masmeis is puzzle, so we would think that it means that it became liquefied, but in the case where it only softened, then it would not be a trefa, and therefore he tells us that in all cases it would be considered a trefa. And Rashi continues to explain, Hamrocha loshen moirech, shenis racha v'nasa moirech b'techa krem k'mayim v'nishbach m'reish l'seifa m'seifa l'reishai, and it moves around and is liquefied, v'mayonekvin aisai, and if there would be a hole in the outside skin, hayyetzi derech hanekev, then it would spill out through the hole, and therefore it's considered a trefa. And as the Gemara continues to explain, Ezel Hamracha Vezel Hamasmasa, Hamracha is called Shenishbech Kekitain, and it becomes liquefied, and therefore it'll pour out like a jug of water, and Masmasa Kol Shein Yachol Amid, as Rashi explains, that became so soft, if someone would hold the spinal cord in their hand, then it would droop and would not be able to stand upright. The Gemara continues that there are two reasons why the spinal cord would not be able to stand upright, either because it's too soft or because it's too hard, and if it's too hard, it will bend to the side, and therefore, by Rabbi Yemi has the Shaila, what would the halacha be if it's in the Yachol Amim Pnik Feda Mai, and the Gemara ends off Teku, and the Gemara is not Pesha the Shaila. Rashi points out that the Shaila is, Mao Chaylu Zeh Shemach Bida Eloi, that do we say that this shows that it's infected, and therefore it's very sick, and it must be a Trefa, or will we say that it's not considered a Trefa? V'chol Han Nismarech V'nismasveis B'chlal Nifsek HaChotein, and Rashi explains that the reason why it's considered a Trefa is because in these cases, it's as if the Chut HaShadu was severed, the Kimlu Rabbanon Shemtech Liku Zeh Asli Nakev V'lifsek, as Rabbanon understood that this is a terrible infection, eventually a hole will develop in the Chut HaShadra, and therefore it's considered a Trefa. And Rashi then continues, Inami Ein Pisa Gadol Ben Zeh, and Afagav Damar Meir Zeh Leimai V'Leim Erid, Hani Mila Ba'afrada, Abam Rachaloi, even though we already Peshed, our concern is by Nifsek Reiv Oirai, and Reiv Meichai is Leimai V'Leim Erid, however that is only in a case where it's Nifsak, however where the Meich actually liquefies or becomes soft, then that's much worse, and it's certainly a Trefa. The Gemara continues, Be'i Rav Amri, that they taught in the Yeshiva of Rav, this Masmeis Pasol, as we already learned, that if the nerve tissue becomes soft, then the animal is a Trefa. However, this Masmeis Kosher, Rashi explains this Masmeis, Nisreken Me'amich Miksasa Me'ilav, that if some of the white gray matter that's in the spinal cord leaks out, that the animal would still be Kosher and would not be a Trefa. And the Gemara asks, Meisvei, that the Brisa teaches us, Rav Shimon Lazoima, that a behemosh, this Masmeis Meicha Trefa, and we see that it is a Trefa and not like Rav. And the Gemara answers that in the memory of Shimon Laza, we should not be Gurus, behemosh, this Masmeis, and instead, Ahinus Masmeis Itmar, that Rav Shimon Laza actually taught us that a behemosh, this Masmeis Meicha, would be a Trefa, and as we previously saw, that even Rav agrees that if the brain matter becomes softer, then the animal would be a Trefa. And the Gemara now continues and asks another question on Rav, as Eini, Valevi Abiyasa Be Masusa, Chazalu Gavri, the Tari Lereshe, that Levi was sitting by the bathhouse, and he saw a person who banged his head into the wall, and Amad is Mazmez Mechidain, and he said that the brain matter of this person must have been lost, and the Gemara feels, Lav Dolei Chai, that it must be that Levi was saying that it's an Afkamina, that this person will not live, and is considered a Trefa, and Rav stated that by animal, this Mazmez is Kosher, and the Gemara answers, Amabaya Loi, Loi Mashein Emoilid, that all Levi was saying is that since he banged his head against the wall, and his brain matter must have been released, that will affect his ability to have children. Ayin Rashi in his Masbeis Meicha Dain, and Levi was Deig Ha'ila Va'imar Oiloi Lezesh in his Masbeis Meicha. The Gemara explains that although he was concerned, it was not that he was concerned for his life, but he was concerned that he would not be able to have children. As Rashi says, Shein Emoilid, as told us to Ish Ben Amoichi Ba, as the ability for a person to have a child comes from the Moich, and Shegira Nosha Shel Yerech V'Gira Gvia Kul Mechuborim L'Chut Hashedra, and Shehu Mispatz and Ayin the Ba'am Tesis, who points out that the Gemara was discussing the Chut HaShidra and then brought a raya from a person that hit his head against the wall, and therefore Tesis bothered as Tamil Rivam, the Maisi Raya and Moich the Rosh, the Shiur Brinek of Mashu. How can you bring a raya from the story of Levi, which was dealing with the brain of a person, which is sheer to become a Trefa, is Brinek of Mashu, the Moich Chut HaShidra, the Shiur Berubai, the how could you be medama the moich of the brain to the moich of the chut hashidra? I in the taste for this, and we will stop over here.